spent time and resources developing your business, you could claim back cash. We're Rift. We're specialists in preparing claims for small businesses. To find out from Rift if your business is eligible, visit innovationreward.co.uk.
Channel Radio.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on KentBusinessRadio.co.uk with me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin on this Tuesday, March the 10th. And we've got another bunch of guests joining us in the studio, and we'll be talking to them shortly. But do keep your tweets and emails coming, and we've got quite a few coming in still. Jules, you can do an email while I get the Twitter sorted out.
Hamish Jack has written in, and he's a trustee of the Kent Deaf Children's Society. He is indeed. KDCS. And in April, he's going to be running the London Marathon to raise funds for the charity. His daughter, Catherine, is deaf, and he says that this is how his association came about. And he also says Catherine has never let deafness prevent her from doing anything she's wanted to do, and she's now studying engineering at Coventry. She's a great inspiration to the family, and we're very proud of her, says Hamish Jack. KDCS is a self-funding group, and it's run totally by volunteers, providing activities and events for deaf children, their families and friends. Have a bit of a dodgy chairman, though, I believe. Their aim is to...
I'm not the chairman, I'm the president. Okay. Thank you.
Are you? Have you got a gold sash or anything?
I have, indeed.
Our aim is to support deaf children, including those with additional needs and their families across Kent, providing a growing social network of fun activities for all, and where appropriate, educational opportunities for members. Hamish is trying to do this London Marathon in a moment of madness. He says he's signed up and he's looking for donations and support. So you can go to Virgin Money Giving, at which is www.uk.virginmoneygiving.com, Hamish Jack. I'm sure there'll be a link to it.
We'll put a link on the community pages of the Business Bunker site.
Tootsuite. So this is from, well, if you want to get in contact with them, that's the best thing. You can go to K for Kangaroo, D for Dog, CS.org, and you can find out about future events.
I thought someone sent you a proper copy of the phonetic alphabet.
Well, strangely enough, Barbara Adams, who's one of my VAs that I use, in fact, she is my VA, she used to do some work for Neville Gaunt. It's so bizarre. And you know what Mac's like? It's mixed up all my contacts. So I got this thing from email from Neville Gaunt saying, here's the phonetic
Nigel
alphabet.
Nigel Whittaker, actually.
Oh, Nigel Whittaker.
Do you think it's your Mac or just you?
Maybe just
I suspect it's more likely you.
Maybe
than
it's anyone with a name beginning with N.
I think the people in Cupertino don't really sit there going, do you know what? We'll invent a high-end computer that gets Jules's... emails mixed
no,
up.
No, it does, honestly.
Yeah.
And I remember when I went to do something or other, mail, you know, merge on the cloud, I was warned that it could happen.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it was Barbara Adams that sent me the... But I haven't had time to read it.
No.
And a lot of people quite like me saying it wrongly, don't
Do
they?
They
get a little kick out of it, some people.
Do they? Really?
Some critical people.
Really? Paul, some critical people.
Paul Andrews.
Anyway.
Mentioning no names.
Ignoring that completely, we've had a tweet from Jill at Target Your Potential, who says, why not come along to Tea with Tom next Monday in Edenbridge? Tom Tugendhat will be at the Target Your Potential meeting in, hold on a second, in Tunbridge. I can't see where it is. And I should know because I'm going, because I'm doing a speech there.
But, who is Tom?
Tom Tugendhat is the prospective MP for Tunbridge and Morling.
Okay.
And he's going to be meeting the young people there at Target Your Potential. And it's next Monday. And you can find out about it by ringing 01732 842 794. I'll put some links to that on the Kent Business Radio website so you can follow up with it. The lovely Grenville has tweeted us a photograph of him actually soaring up the logs.
Hang on, is that Grenville, Neville or Nigel Whittaker?
No, that's Grenville.
Getting confused.
That's
now.
Grenville. Yeah. It's not Barbara
Wasn't
at all.
Wasn't he a duck?
No, Grenville is... let's get this straight. Due to your Mac...
Wasn't he a big duck?
No.
Or was that Orville?
That was Orville.
Okay.
due to your Mac,
yeah,
you now have a man in Tunbridge Wells that has a store up yeah. north who is soaring up Barbara Adams, apparently.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah. I love that.
There you go. Read an email, John.
Well, I'm tweeting about St. Patrick's Day on Scoff and Quaff, which is next Tuesday. If anybody, any businesses listening want to send me some St. Patrick's Day events, I'll be playing St. Patrick's Day music to go Brilliant. With it. Business Community Breakfast Revival. This is Thursday of this week. This is from the lovely Ken Wheeler, Ken at businesscommunitybreakfast.co.uk. And he says, the Honourable Pilot Will Adams Way... I don't get this. Oh, this week at the Honourable Pilot. That must be a pub.
The Honourable Pilot is a pub in Gillingham.
I thought it was the speaker.
And it is located in Will Adams Way.
Right. Who writes these press releases?
I thought you were going to ask me who Will Adams was.
Well, Honourable Pilot, you see. I thought he was the guest speaker.
Because I do know who
Will Adams. Who is Will Adams?
Will Adams was a Medway-based seagoing adventurer that became the first non-Japanese samurai.
Is there sea in Gillingham?
Yes.
It's an estuary, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's a massive
it's
port.
Not really sea.
It's a massive port, you numpty.
You couldn't get a schooner down there, could you?
Yes, you could.
Really?
But the entire British naval fleet was built there.
Really?
For goodness sake.
Is it quite deep?
No, it's a puddle.
It was a bit murky when I'm there.
Just get on.
Right, the sat-nav is M for Mother, E for Egbert, 7, Q, B for Bertie, and Y for Yalding. And you can have an excellent breakfast. And the Honourable Pilot is a pub, apparently, and they'll be discussing the way forward and enjoying each other's company. It's £8.75, paid to the restaurant on the day. And there'll be an area for use that's just out. They're very in detail. It's just inside the door on the left. I love that.
Well, don't want to get lost.
They will start at 7:30, but they want you to be there at 7:15. You don't need to book in advance. You can just turn up. And that's the lovely Ken Wheeler, Ken at businesscommunitybreakfast.co.uk. And it's this Thursday at the Honourable Pilot in Will Adams Way, Gillingham on Sea.
Fantastic. Thank you. Virally are holding an Introduction to Internet Marketing workshop, which is entirely free. We're holding a free course and networking event, and it will take place at Fruitworks, which is 77 Stour Street, Canterbury, and it will happen from 7 p.m. onwards on Thursday, March the 26th. Join us for drinks and nibbles, guest speakers and networking sessions. You can sign up for your free ticket by going to eventbrite.co.uk/e/virally. We will put a link on the Kent Business Radio to that. And it's sponsored and all the drinks are paid for by Fruitworks, the co-working space over there in Canterbury. So that's Virally, Introduction to Internet Marketing at 77 Stour Street on 7 p.m. onwards on Thursday, March the 26th. So do get along to that if you can. That will be a cracking event.
That's good. I'll have to put that in my business column.
Absolutely.
Get one of the bats to send me the details. Yeah. Did you know that Flow, which you've mentioned earlier, it opens its doors and it's offering people of Tunbridge Wells a new and all-encompassing holistic centre. It's a garden haven nestling in the centre of town, and they want to make a real difference to the lives of local people and wanting to find an alternative route to health and happiness. So you've got excellent yoga teachings, specialist treatments and experienced practitioners all set within a brand new studio. Move better, feel better and live better, as my co-presenter said so sweetly earlier on in the show. Flow has evolved through a unique partnership between Ben Parker of Groombridge Osteopathy and Lucy McNeil, previously of Pantiles Yoga. So the little website is FLOW Tunbridge, TUNBridgeWells.com.
Thank you. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome our next guests to the Business Bunker to continue our theme of supporting National Apprenticeship Week. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome Mr. John Bland and Janet Robinson from Middleton Murray. Will you stop fiddling about? She's eating again, listener. She's eating again.
Yeah, but it doesn't
it's
count.
Right.
It's
just share them out, George. Share them out.
It's a nothing but snack, yeah. So it's healthy.
Okay, fine.
Pineapple and grapes.
I'll do that again. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome John Bland and Janet Robinson from Middleton Murray onto the Business Bunker Show. Folks, welcome to the show. It's a pleasure to see you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks very much. Yes, it's a great pleasure being here. I mean, it's
bit of a shock, isn't it?
It's a bit of a shock, yeah, and an eye-opener as to how radio show is run so efficiently.
Oh.
But yeah, we're thrilled to be here on the show today, in particular because it is National Apprenticeship Week. You know, we have just had such a week of excitement with the teams absolutely everywhere.
Right.
You know, at events in schools, job centres, up in London, with the ministers. You know, it's all about getting that message out to the employers.
Absolutely.
You know, how important it is to start investing in the future of their businesses and looking at appointing apprentices, getting those skills into their business that they're missing, the skills
Absolutely.
Gap. You know, there's so many, and we spoke earlier on the radio, you know, this digital aspect, you know, it's the young of today that have got their thumbs to the ready on their phones and all their appliances, and they're the ones that can actually sort of do your digital marketing.
They're so quick, aren't they?
So quick, and it puts us older people to shame. So,
I sit there stabbing my finger, and my son just goes with his thumbs.
Anything that, you know, I need, I pass over to my daughter, who literally can do it in 2 seconds. So that's just one skills gap, but you know, you've got the IT side.
Oh, absolutely.
There's a whole range now that you know, you need to see, you know, new blood coming through, and you know, from the employers that we've worked with, you know, they come back to us wanting more apprentices, and they can actually see the benefits that an apprentice can bring to their company.
Let's set a few parameters around this. First off, for those one or two people that don't know, there won't be many, but one of the people that don't know, tell us what Middleton Murray actually do and the basis on which you do it and where you're based. I know you're a national-based organisation. You folks are from the East Kent area.
Yes, we are, yeah.
Based over there, currently in Discovery Park in Sandwich. But Middleton Murray themselves are a national organisation, as far as I'm aware. Give us a little bit of background to Middleton Murray themselves.
Yeah, I mean, the introduction to Middleton Murray is, you know, we are an award-winning company. We work hard and we play hard, basically. You know, we've won in just this week 4 awards.
Right.
One of the best medium-sized company for Bexley. We had 2 awards over at the Apprenticeship for England for the medium-sized sub and prime for training providers.
Right.
And what we offer is apprenticeship delivery and also the traineeship side, which is a new area which the government are really driving forward.
I want to talk about that in a minute, because traineeships is one of the big unsung things.
It's the new a lot of training providers have not got into, but actually Middleton Murray, you know, that is our specialism. Okay. We've actually got on the 16th of March, BBC Inside Out came into Middleton Murray, our head office at SIGCUP, and actually filmed our sort of traineeships with our tutors and our learners. So,
let's kind of explore that traineeship, and we'll come back to apprenticeships in a minute. What's the difference between an apprenticeship and a traineeship?
Okay, so the traineeship work on a sort of 6 to 12 week program, and it's basically getting the youngsters straight out of school or even at the age of 18 once they've done their A-levels and coming into the centre and working on getting them work ready.
Yeah.
You know, we know as we step into the schools, you know, the students of today, they really are not ready for work.
Absolutely.
You know, they walk around in their coats with their phones, they can't even get to the school on time, you know, and even the basic of skills are taught through a traineeship.
Right.
So we're looking at that, we're looking at their maths and English, because again, there's some that don't have the ability to get the C grade at school, so we pick up on that. And then we're looking at maybe customer service or the general, you know, qualification that's going to be transferable when they go out into the workplace.
Right. So, and this is a program that takes how long?
It starts at 6 weeks. So how Middleton Murray run it is 6 weeks classroom based, so we really embed those skills right at the early stage.
Right.
And then the next 6 weeks we start introducing them into with an employer.
Right,
so they go in and they do some voluntary work placements, so they're actually studying as well as working. And that's how you get that engagement, because the employers then say, do you know what, I really like this person.
Yep.
And they then think about going to take them on as an apprentice.
Fantastic.
You know, some training providers, it's voluntary, you know, they're not paid. We actually like our employers to pay them something. You know, we've got to consider, and we spoke earlier about the travel.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, make it, you know, real for them, because at the end of the day, they're not there just to make your cups of teas
no,
and make your life easier. You know, they're really there because they want a career and they want to start on their first sort of ladder of a career and into work. So, you know, be good to them. You know, they can really do bring a lot to your business.
So it's almost like a pre-apprenticeship, really.
It just is, a taster. Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, there's been other programs that have been similar, but actually I think this is one of the best ones, and it's certainly, you know, we've got it off to a tee. Okay. A lot of training providers have not gone down that route, but, you know, as a flagship, you know, Midlands and Murray definitely, you know, knows and is getting the results.
Okay. So basically they have 6 weeks of getting them work ready.
That's right.
Giving them a bit of a slap.
Yeah, and it is a slap. You know, even take your coat off.
Metaphorically,
No, absolutely. Just the simple things.
Absolutely.
Attitude.
Oh, you know, absolutely, because it is the single biggest complaint that we get from employers when they're trying to take on young people is there's a lack of a work attitude.
Yeah.
They don't seem to realise you have to, when people say we start work at nine, that actually does mean nine, not 10:30, because, you know.
So you arrive at 10 to 9, so you can go to the loo, take your coat off and
I was talking to someone the other day that said they were interviewing someone for a job and they were an hour and a half late for the interview. And the HR manager said, you're a bit late. And he went, look, mate, if you'd have drunk how much I drank last night, you'd be late as well.
What said, not to say?
Yeah, he said, I had a really heavy night last night. You're lucky I'm here at all.
Oh, no.
Right, okay. Yeah. Thanks for that. Thanks for dragging yourself over here. So you've got 6 weeks of kind of making them work ready, getting them used to the world of work and leaving behind the world of school and stuff like that in a classroom-based setting,
it
presumably.
It is, and we much prefer to do that. Some work it that they have a couple of days in classroom and then they go out. Mm. But actually, you do need that 6 weeks to really embed those skills and what that employer's going to be looking for.
Absolutely. And what are you noticing the changes as they go in that first 6 weeks to when they come out after the 6 weeks?
Oh, it's big changes. I mean, you know, they come in, you know, low self-esteem, really haven't got a clue in any theme for, you know, being work ready, you know, and as they walk out, I mean, actually I was at an event yet last night at Bexley, a careers event, and we had one of our apprentices there, and he was such an ambassador for us. You know, he'd gone through our programme. He's now in a pharmaceutical employer and as an apprentice, and he stood up and, you know, the confidence, you know, they wouldn't have been able to do that. There was about 400 people in the audience to stand up in front and to actually go through that journey of what it was like, well, you know, being part of Midlands & Murray. And that gave us pleasure. And you do see that real transformation of the characters, of what they think they can't do. Mm. And at the end of the programme, it's what they really can do. And that confidence glows.
So these young people are people that, for some reason, their parents haven't given them those skills and the schools haven't. They've somehow fallen through the net.
That's right. You know, I think we're dealing with, you know, some families that are unfortunate that their parents are unemployed, and sometimes their grandparents have been unemployed. So it's like a third generation.
Third and fourth generation unemployment, absolutely.
You know, so then be able to work with a youngster to actually sort of give them drive, give them enthusiasm, you know, it is a task. But, you know, that is the beauty of the traineeship. That is the beauty of the ethos of Midlands & Murray. You know, Midlands & Murray is all about dealing with those that haven't maybe quite achieved at school and working them through and then giving them an opportunity, because they didn't succeed at school doesn't mean to say that they're not going to succeed and bring some value into a business. Other providers, you know, they cherry pick some of their learners. They like to start them at level 3. Midlands & Murray is all about looking at the unemployed, the needs, taking them from school with all different, you know, learning needs and abilities, and giving them a chance to actually succeed and get their maths and English and a sector qualification. So, you know, I actually feel that, you know, we're definitely driving what the government want at the moment. And, you know, there was great discussions even this week with Nick Bowles that they wanted to get rid of level 2 qualifications, which obviously is the start of the apprenticeships. You know, that would be absolutely ridiculous to do that.
Yeah.
You know, how can these youngsters, you can't just take them from school and put them in at a level three. A level three in our eyes is like a supervisory position. You know, they just would not be able to cope, and employers would actually say, you know, this is not the level that we, you know, in childcare, you're not likely to have a youngster go straight in into supervisory role in being room leader straight from school.
No,
you know,
absolutely.
So, you know, the government cannot. And I think we've had assurance from Nick Bowles this week, because we've had some of our teams up there listening to all the speakers, that, you know, they are looking that, you know, they will keep that level two. I mean, others are saying that they might rebadge it under something else. But at the end of the day, we definitely need to have that progression, you know, starting with, you know, level two, level three. And the beauty of the degrees, apprenticeships, is that they are actually going up to degree level.
Yeah, they are.
You know, you know, you've
six,
got you've got the law, which is now being flagged as level six, and some huge developments under the trailblazers at the moment. You know, we're really getting, I think you said earlier, Paul, that employer ownership, you know, employers are now, you know, reaping the benefit of an apprentice. They're looking at it and they're actually designing their own qualifications. You get some of the big companies that are, you know, looking at, like Jaguar, you know, they're actually sort of designing their own apprenticeship under a trailblazer. Middleton Murray, we've been part of the trailblazer for the recruitment, because another part of our company is all about recruitment consultancy. So we're also looking at those that have commercially wanting a job, like Jobs in Kent. We're a competitor, aren't we, Paul? But, you know, it's looking at all angles of education, and that's what we're about.
Yeah, absolutely. Coming back to the traineeships, how do employers get involved in that? So if I'm an employer and I'm thinking, oh, this is sounding interesting, there's a lot of detail now about apprenticeships, and a lot of employers are fairly comfortable now with how you go about engaging apprentices. What's the process if I want to get more involved in the traineeship?
Well, on the traineeship, we actually do. I mean, we've obviously got our own client base already, but I mean, the beauty now for Middleton Murray is that we have, you know, through growth, have come into Kent. We've got our Sandwich office. I'm going to be heading up a brand new Canterbury office, hopefully in the next month. You know, so it's about contacting us direct, and, you know, looking out
just
on our
contact.
It's making
you,
contact. Okay. Yeah, I mean, we've got our teams. We have actually got recruitment teams that go out and connect with employers. So what we're doing is we're probably, you know, giving you that first call just to introduce. We've got so many events going on through the Kent Chamber, FSB, you know, job centres, wherever we can be. I mean, the other sort of new area that we're sort of branching into is schools.
Right.
You know, you mentioned about getting involved with schools.
Yeah.
You know, we want to be in the sixth form. I've got a few meetings this week, actually, in Canterbury, in sixth form colleges, basically for us to deliver what we deliver, but in schools.
Yeah.
You know, and then there won't be any funding taken away from them.
Right.
What they do is they pay us direct, and we go in there and we train.
Yep.
You know, how better is that? You know, they keep their students, we do the training, and we make certain that they're actually sort of work ready and able to sort of face the world beyond school.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's really important, all of this, isn't it? Because for so long, we had a real problem with unemployed youngsters and how to get them into the world of work. Thankfully, that is falling. Yeah. I mean, youth unemployment is still running at 16% in this country.
It's still high than what we want it to be.
Yeah,
and FANIT actually is probably one of the highest in statistics, which is obviously near to where our Sandwich office. So, you know, we really are trying to drive and get that support out there for the youngsters.
Absolutely. It is coming down because employers are embracing the whole traineeship, apprenticeship route, and finding, you know, it's one of the things. I'm also a governor of a college, and one of the interesting things is that it's also seeing both sides of it. employers would quite often say, oh, well, the trouble is kids coming out of school, kids coming out of college aren't work ready. They don't have any experience. But the fact is, you can't get work experience in a school. No, it doesn't work like that.
Right. I mean, if they do it, they do it for a week or two.
Yeah, exactly. Which
you
is
know,
nothing.
And actually they really don't put them into into good positions.
No,
so,
absolutely.
You know, to me, that's probably not worthwhile. Yeah, the best route is to take them through a traineeship, contact Milton Murray, we'll be in there with the school, and we'll be sort of helping to get them, you know, sorted. Yeah. I mean, it's you know, what we've got as far as opportunities, you know, there's the government saying that they want to put 80,000 apprentices in place by 2020.
Right.
You know, so that's a big drive in funding. It is fully funded. I know Neville earlier was talking about the funding. Anybody from 16 to 18 is fully funded.
Let's just talk about that. Let's just step through what is on offer to employers at the moment and how it works. For those employers that haven't looked at this and are now getting interested, let's stick to apprenticeships at the moment because they're better known. What is the funding cycle? How does it work? What's the process? So I've got a small business. I employ two or three people. I think, you know, we could do with some extra help around here, but wouldn't it be nice to give a young person an opportunity? What happens from there on in?
Yeah, I mean, what happens is, I mean, some of the jobs are already available, so the employers are already there to link to. So all you do is you find that apprentice.
Yeah.
But if you work the other way round, you know, that the funding is there as far as all the training. And then they're offering those grants. So you've got the £1,500, which is the National Apprenticeship Grant, just to sort of help with the first year's salary.
Right.
In some areas, I mean, KCC are still offering they're changing it. It was £2,000, but it's going down to £1,000 now as from April.
But these are definite grants, not
these
loans.
These are grants.
Okay.
These are like golden handshakes to say thank you for taking on an apprentice. You know, if you go London-based, Boris Johnson has offered £3,000 to anybody that's sort of London boroughs.
Mm.
You know, so there's some good grants out there.
Okay.
And then the actual training is all funded.
That's
so
funded
employer
by the taxpayer,
does not need to pay anything at all to the training company, because all that is drawn down by the training company. You know, as we move forward, obviously the government are looking at the new apprenticeship reform where employers will take ownership, they get the money direct, or they're now talking about vouchers.
Yeah.
And they're also looking about some contributions. But as it stands now, you know, the training provider takes the lead, they draw down the funding, and all that funding is invested into training.
And that's for people up to 19 years
old. That's up to, before they're 19. Yeah. Anybody over 19, there is still funding, but, you know, it is being reduced somewhat.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, get the training when you can, really. Mm. And then there's the 24 bursary loans, you know. So like you would get a student graduate loan, you've also got the 24 bursary loan. So, you know, you can, if you want to invest in that money and get a loan, and as long as you're not earning $21,000, there isn't a repayment to that. So in some sectors,
that's for the apprentice,
and that is for an apprenticeship as well. Or you can just do the main aim of an apprenticeship rather than the whole framework, because an apprenticeship is a framework.
Yeah,
so it's not just the main qualification. It includes maths, English. So there's lots of opportunities out there for the funding. And the fact that even in May, when the government, whoever comes to number 10, you know, you're still going to have that all parties, you know, actually saying yes.
They signed up,
and they really want to sort of take that forward.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there's lots to choose from.
And Janet, what about the old bugbear that I always ramble on about, but transport for young, you know, if they're under 19... How are they getting about? Are you matching them to areas?
Yeah,
or?
We tend to do it to basically make it work. So we're looking at employers that are local to the training hubs, and that's why we've expanded Middleton Murray, purely because, you know, we've looked at strategically the needs of the NEETs and unemployed, and we really want to sort of set up centrally in order to sort of make that work. You know, that normally is a huge barrier,
of course,
they can't either get to the training centre or they can't actually get to, you know, work. Down at Sandwich, you know, we're looking at a minibus So basically picking them up from the main station and sort of taxiing them in, because at the end of the day, you know, you've got to eliminate all those barriers in order to make that work.
Absolutely.
And it boils down again
It's one of the biggest things about a rural area, especially down here on the Romney Marsh. There is no public transport of any kind, basically. So, you know, it's a real shame, because unemployment, a bit like Thanet down here, is very high. Less than 10 miles away is Ashford, where they have a massive skill shortage, and there's no way of getting between the
no
two
connection.
Places. It's ridiculous.
Mm. Yep.
It's utterly ridiculous. Mm. But yeah. Yes. Cool. Okay. So that's kind of the traineeships and apprenticeships. Just for what it's worth, because again, a lot of people get confused about this. A lot of business owners remember apprenticeships when they were city and guilds, and they have a tendency to think about plumbing or vehicle maintenance or whatever, and then they run out of ideas after that.
It's far extensive. I mean, there's over 250 apprenticeship frameworks and growing, because obviously now it's taken up to level fives and level six, you know. So you're looking at engineering to
a lot of training providers advertise their jobs on Jobs in Kent, obviously.
Yeah.
And we've got some apprenticeships jobs on at the moment for apprentice nuclear submarine engineers.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah,
BAE systems.
And some, you know, companies are actually, you know, creating their own apprenticeships and getting those accredited.
Yeah.
And that's really what all the trailblazers are about, you know, making certain they're vigorous, they're high quality. Because I think in the past, apprenticeships have had a bit of, they're not the they used to be, when we used to do carpentry and that. But they really are now trying to make them more craftsmanship.
Yeah.
And actually, that was one of the sort of buzzwords up at Apprenticeship for England this year, that, you know, that's, you know, vigorous craftsmanship, you know, making them high quality so that employers believe in them and actually feel that they're going to benefit their company.
Yeah. I don't know if you've got any stats on this, but I came across this a while back, and I was trying to verify it the other night, and I couldn't find my source again, but I'm still quoting it. And I saw it somewhere, I definitely did, that 76% of apprentices are actually hired by the employer
at the
end of their apprenticeship,
which
shows you that the veracity of the training is incredibly worthwhile.
And they're seeing that in that. Yeah. I mean, a level two is normally a year. Well, for funding, it has to be a year and a day. I'm not quite certain why we have to do the day, but a year and a day. Level three, you know, you're looking at 15 months sort of delivery.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you have taken on a level two apprentice within that year, you would definitely have seen the value. And just seeing it from a young point of view, because you get so set in your ways that, you know, sometimes, you know, you do get a young person that comes to your meetings and they'll be just adding an extra comment that you think, well, yeah, you know, even for marketing or just general how your business is run.
Mm.
You know, to me, you know, there's huge benefits to grow your business. And it is about, I mean, you're saying the percentage of those apprentices that, you know, maintain. It is about breeding your own, basically bringing your skills, building them, because, you know, you need to hand that down. You can't be expected to sort of continue. So, you know, I just think, you know, train your own, invest time in them, because there's nothing worse if you have an apprentice and as an employer you just think, oh, the training provider, that's
we'll
your responsibility, you do everything, and you don't actually sit down and teach them yourself. The more you put into it, the more you'll get out.
Absolutely. It makes total sense, doesn't it? Because the training provider is going to provide formal vocational training, but you as an employer want people to understand you, your culture, your customs, your systems, and working in your organisation. And only you can bring that to it.
That's
because
right.
nobody else
I
can.
I mean, as Middleton Murray, we do, you know, go out to the employer. It's very much sort of making certain they understand the timetable, making certain they understand how everything's run. And we put that support mechanism in so that basically we have the advisors between learner and employer reviewing where we go. So the support there is not just for the learner from us, it's also, you know, put towards the employer as well. So, you know, Middleton Murray is the best.
Fabulous. Thank you.
I had to say that.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, we could talk about this forever. Sadly, we're kind of running out of time now. Janet and John, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Monk Show. It's been a
thank
pleasure
you.
To
no,
hear
it
from
has
you.
It's been a pleasure.
Give us a shout out for your website or Twitter handles or any way that people can find out
so,
more about you.
Middleton Murray is middletonmurray.com. I'm just going to pass you to John because I seem to have taken over. And the sandwich office is?
You can contact us on 01304 802 702.
Fabulous. Thank you, John.
My pleasure. She talks well, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does. Yeah, she didn't let you get a word in edge.
No!
We'll get the John show on another time, won't we?
Yeah, I think that one we can tell you all the brilliant stuff that we've done at Sandwich.
In Sandwich.
Being based at Innovation House and Discovery Park is superb. It's a really good business community. They're all engaging with us, and we've actually already got five or six businesses we're working very closely with in Innovation House.
Okay, so are you specifically working in Discovery House, is that, or Discovery Park?
We're working in East Kent with Janet, but obviously that's where our basis, so the obviously logical starting point was to talk to the local businesses about their needs, wanting to support young people. And as is usual in Kent, you find that the small and medium businesses have that desire, they have that passion to support youngsters for the future. It's just they want somebody to come in and make it a little bit easier. They want the processes taken away, they want the hand-holding, and that's what we provide.
Right.
And the learners that we've been supporting, I'll give you an example. One that came with us, typically not engaged with school. Mm. This process, this environment suited him. Low in confidence. Yesterday, managed to give him an introduction to George Freeman for a little bit of a couple of minutes to tell him all about his process with Middleton Murray, and he was a star. He did a really good job. And that's young Joe Johnson, who based in Sandwich.
Wow.
Nice one, Joe.
Well done.
Nice one. Okay. The office at I know Discovery Park quite well. For those that don't know that, it's the old Pfizer pharmaceutical site that has been completely redeveloped as a state-of-the-art business park with loads of businesses there.
Yeah, fabulous place.
Is it all full up now, or are there still units?
Growing.
Yeah,
still growing. And a nice little plug for them. There's Hornby moving in the matter of weeks, actually.
Absolutely.
So you've got a real mix from the science there through to literally people like Hornby. Mm. So it's a good mix of businesses there.
Absolutely.
A superb community.
And where do you live, John?
Herne Bay.
Because you read my column.
I do.
He's one of my favourite readers.
He's the one. He's the one that reads your column. We found him at last.
162,000 clicks on it, Paul Andrews.
All from John.
All from me.
All from John. Wow, I'm amazed.
Unless I've been undressed today, I think I'm going to be reading it more often, quite frankly. Maybe
it was very hot in the studio, listener. And
absolutely.
Poor John was suffering.
Anyway, I want John to get his tuppence worth in as well, because he's coming all the way down to talk to us, so we need to talk to him. The training that you provide out of the Sandwich office, that is your training centre there at Discovery Park?
Yes, we've got the base there, so we've got a few classrooms. So exactly as Janet was describing in terms of the process, that's what we follow.
Right.
So we opened in November, so we've already run, we're on our fourth cohort, and all the things that you've been talking about in terms of the positives and the challenges that come with young people, sort of the needs, etc., we've experienced all of that in a short space of time.
Right.
So those that have found challenges in terms of themselves, the background, family, those that haven't engaged with school and suddenly come to a different business environment and start flourishing.
Absolutely.
We've seen that transition, so it really is important. And as I say, the local businesses are brilliant.
Yeah.
Really do want to support the young people in the area. So that's enabled us to sort of build up some really good contacts already.
What kind of businesses? Can you name any?
Whole range, We've had a recruitment company in Dover called Viking Recruitment.
Yeah, no Viking.
That's superb. They were already on two or three learners with them.
Right.
In the office opposite us, we've got Top Villas.
Right.
And they've taken some on. Nanotechnology.
Paul Stannard's group.
Very entertaining character he is.
Yes.
so we're working with them. So we really is a good, exciting mix. And
and
I think that's been the interesting thing for the youngsters when we've gone out to schools and the JCPs, talking about the opportunities with GAD, is because we got that range of working with different businesses, that's what's gauging their interest. So it may be that for them, something more general in terms of business admin, for example, could be a suitable thing.
Mm.
But the exciting range of opportunities that could fit into is endless.
Yeah.
In terms of the businesses that we're working with. So that's exciting for them as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously you guys have got a passion and enthusiasm for this, which makes all the difference as well in terms of encouraging young people into it. I like what John said. It never ceases to stagger me how our politicians cannot grasp the fact that a lot of us don't actually like school.
Well, and that's the thing, I relate to it, because I'm sort of quite new to the training centre. I only literally started in November. I've been on the other side of the coin, where I've been employing youngsters in businesses and social enterprises.
Where was that?
And the difference, social enterprise, Kent, Beaver Community Trust in recent times, and
before
that.
Yeah.
But coming back to your point, I was one of these people that was rubbish at school.
Mm.
I was not engaged. I was a bit of a naughty boy. And until I actually got into the workplace, I didn't really settle down personally, quite frankly. I wish I had this opportunity. I went to a grammar school. Right. And I do know, I certainly don't remember anybody ever talking about apprenticeships when I was at school. That would have been the perfect choice for me and a great route into starting my career.
Cool. We've had a few more tweets from other people that are apprentices and stuff like that. I've just had a tweet from Ollie Whitfield. He says, I'm an apprentice at Live and Social. You might remember me at Union 23 co-working community manager. I used to tweet the Business Bunker show from there. So, Ollie, thank you for that, Ollie. And we've had loads of other tweets on apprenticeships and stuff like that.
You know, John, you often find that, you know this, but the kids that don't flourish at school are often the ones that go on to run their own business, become entrepreneurs, and, you know, it often happens. You don't fit into that, you know, mould, do you always?
No, absolutely. I mean, you can name a few straight off, can't you? And I think they're fantastic examples for these youngsters to aspire to.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's one of those odd things that we kind of lost our way with this for a little while, and thankfully we're now getting back onto this. That, you know, an academic life at school suits some kids, but there is 40 years worth of research, primarily led by Howard Gardner, who's professor of education at Harvard, who shows that no more than 30% of the population suit an academic lifestyle. Which leaves the rest of us, 70%, floundering around, wondering why we're complete and utter failures at everything and hating everything
but
we do.
It's not just the academia, because if you remember school, certainly when I was there, even sport and PE, which I actually love, but dragging round, you know, in your little black knickers with purple legs, freezing, doing, you know, trekking through ditches, was enough to put anybody off.
I remember those days.
you were wearing a knicker. Yeah,
yeah.
It was you.
But, you know, it was just dull.
Yeah. No, I mean, there's school and there's school, isn't there? And that kind of depends on the type of school you go to and what have you. But at the end of the day, as John was saying and as Janet was saying earlier, the issue here is for those young people that are not inspired, not motivated, not happy with just trying to follow a classroom-based academic set of principles. They want to get out, they want to do something, they want to be involved in the world. And somewhere down the line, we stop people doing that. When we were younger, you could leave school at 15.
Yeah.
We stopped that and tried to send everyone to university, which is the most insane piece of legislation or thinking that I've ever come across in my life. The vast majority of people do not suit that kind of thing. So why try and push them down that route? It's of no use whatsoever.
Yeah, right.
So now that we've reintroduced traineeships, now that we've reintroduced apprenticeships, now that our young people are getting work experience and are starting to develop a work attitude again and are finding out how useful it is and how they can respond to it, you know, we're making huge inroads, and it's just a shame that it's taken so long.
Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
so, if you're based over there in East Kent, get along to Discovery Park, to Middleton Murray in Sandwich. How does the process work with you, John? If I want an apprenticeship, if I'm a 16, 17, 18-year-old, and I think, you know, I've had enough of this, I want to get a job, what do I do? Can I come to you?
Absolutely. Come and talk to us. We can tell you about the programmes. We'll introduce you to the rest of the team. And what we're doing on those programmes, we will talk to you about the sorts of opportunities that may be of interest to you.
Right.
We'll see if that can be sourced through the list of open jobs that we've already got. If not, we have a team that goes out and contacts local businesses to find those opportunities. And coming back to your point in terms of travel, we will look to put that in an area that's local to you if you haven't got your car at this particular time.
Sure.
So we'll be as supportive as we can to make it right, because we want everything to be as successful as possible. So that's working with the learner and working with the employer to make the best fit.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, guys. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you on National Apprenticeship Week here on Business Campuses Radio on the Business Bunker Show. Janet Robertson and John Bland from Middleton Murray. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much,
you.
Paul. Appreciate
Janet
it.
And John.
Janet and John.
Janet and
John, I know. I remember that.
My first book.
Yes. Don't forget, folks, it's Mother's Day this Sunday.
Yes.
Because Jules did.
And don't, I know, I booked.
She tried to, she booked me into being an extra
on
a film.
Paul and I were going to be actors.
Yeah.
And I just thought it would be such fun, and I'd get him into a couple of scrapes, and it was all top hat and tie and that. And you're right, why are they filming on Mother's Day?
I don't know. Anyway, it's Mother's Day, so don't forget you can visit Alpaca Annie at Hagland's Farm Shop for some unique alpaca-based gifts. Or if you can't get all the way down here to the shop, they do have an online store at alpacaannie.co.uk, so do check that out.
Don't forget it's St Patrick's Day next Tuesday, and if you're a little food producer, you can get in touch with that Scoff Quaff to be included on the show. The up-and-coming events, the Best of Kent shows, free conference and exhibition. West Kent B2B is the 27th of March at the River Centre in Tonbridge, and also the 7th of July, Ashford International Hotel. And the 15th of October, Motorsport Vision at Brands Hatch. Also the East Kent B2B, the 4th of November at Discovery Park Sandwich. Nice little link there. With John, Construction Expo and Manufacturing and Electronics Expo. This is on the 7th of October, so it's a date for your diary, and it's at the Kent Event Centre near Maidstone. Is that Detling, Paul Andrews? The Kent Event Centre near Maidstone?
Yeah, Detling.
I always call it Detling.
It's a county showground.
Okay.
Yeah.
So make your business stand out and be noticed. You can give Carol Black of Kent Invicta Chamber Events a little call on 01732 758 530. That's 01732 758 530. Carol Black. Thank you, Carol.
Cool. Go on.
Kent Managing Training Interventions. This is Wednesday the 18th of March, so next Wednesday, Kent Invicta Chamber in Ashford. It's 10 to 12. It's free to attend. They'll be exploring how you can ensure soft skills to produce hard results. They're learning through learning that produces improved performance and behaviour change. 3ws.kentinvictachamber.co.uk.
Cool. We've had a tweet from Andrea, who was on the show earlier, who is now wending her way to France and is therefore sitting with her feet up. And
is she on the ferry?
No, she's on the train.
Tunnel.
Yeah,
on
she's
the,
going to
right.
the tunnel. Yeah. And she says, wow, what a great experience taking part in a live radio show. Thanks, Vanilla Webb, a Business Bunker, and Jules Serkin. And she says, tucking into a Tetley's Mild and a bag of scratchings right at this moment.
Very apt.
Like
she,
it.
She was about, God, what guests we've had today.
Yeah, it's been manic, hasn't it?
You know, how are we going to follow this next
exactly.
week?
Exactly. Well, it's St. Paddy's Day next week. That could go seriously.
Just bring the Guinness.
Yeah, that could go seriously wrong. That could. Yeah.
We'll see you next week.
That could get messy.
Kent Choices for You, live 2015. This is the 25th and 26th of March. Meet your future workforce. Would you like to be a key feature? So Kent Choices for You, this is, as I said, 25th of March, Thursday 26th of March, at the Detling Showground, which we also call the Kent County Showground.
Yep.
It's organised by KCC and Medway Council in partner with the KM Group. You need to contact Sally Bennett if you want to get involved. She's the exhibition manager. I'm going to read you out the phone number. And the website is ashcroftexhibitions.com. And the number is 0787 921 3149, 25th of March and Thursday 26th of March.
Funnily enough, I spoke at that last year, and I spoke on a platform with a young lady called Lizzie Yarnold, if you remember Lizzie.
Yes, I do.
And I don't know if you saw it at the weekend, Lizzie, who had at that point won Olympic gold for the skeleton, this weekend won the world championship.
Wow.
And she now has a complete set of three, Olympic, European and world champion. Gosh. So Lizzie from Sevenoaks, you're a star. And Lizzie and I spoke at the Kent Choices for You event last year. So
Are you not speaking there this year?
No.
360's MD Sam Ball is going to run London Marathon for Diabetes. And you can contact him, Sam Ball, if you'd like to help, 3wsjustgiving.com. As he said, it's for diabetes, and he would like your help at justgiving.com/S-ball1. Details on kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Cool. We've had loads more tweets. I'm just going to flash through some of them. We've had a tweet from the lovely Jackie Brooker of Dakota Blue Consulting, the HR consulting people, who says, look forward to joining you at Base Camp at Kent 2020 Live, and we look forward to seeing you there. Jackie, thank you for that. Who else have we had? We've had somebody putting up pictures of me in a Mickey Mouse hat. I don't know why that's on there. That will be Jules again with her back catalogue.
I keep trying to delete them, but...
There's loads of pictures of people in kimonos, and Venomtech. Sorry, we couldn't listen in live, Vanilla Whip, because we're hosting an investor day here at Discovery Park in with Syndicate Room, but we'll listen again later. So thank you to Steve and the team at Venomtech over there at Discovery Park.
Had a business email from Cripps, Cripps Law. Their next event, they say, is the 25th of March. And it has BSR, Bespoke Chartered Accountants, providing guidance on the financial systems and procedures that can be put into place to help you best manage your cash flow. It's a seminar and it includes budgeting and forecasting, management accounts, VAT schemes, credit control and finance alternatives. To find out more, please go to www.eventbrite.co.uk. What about the financials tickets? Best to go to Kent Business Radio, I think, for that one.
Right. Cool. Thank you for that. Well, we're just about at the end of the show for another week. I've got loads more emails, and I've got another 122 tweets to read, but we're not going to get round to them on the show this week, I'm afraid.
Mostly about eating anyway, aren't they?
They are mostly about you and your various back catalogue of photographs of me in compromising positions and wearing odd bits of clothing, which you tend to tweet out on a fairly regular basis.
I have to keep myself amused, Paul Andrews.
Absolutely. but I just want to kind of round out where we are, celebrating National Apprenticeship Week this week, and also having our first guest from British Biz Party, which is a hashtag that happens on Monday evenings on the Twitter, between 9 p.m. and 11 p.m. Do please join in with that hashtag. Hashtag British Biz, B-I-Z Party. The person that's nominated as the star business of the night gets an interview on Channel Radio Business Bunker Show here on Kent Business Radio. And this week we met the lovely Andrea Childs from Click Business, the bid writing support people. And she is now wending her way to France to have a well-earned rest after meeting us for half an hour.
Well, I'm sure she can be a regular and phone in and all sorts of things.
Absolutely,
can't she?
Yeah. And we'll only abuse her with our range of really bad accents.
Or we could go up there.
Yeah, we could do.
We could have a Stanford
where you'd probably be lynched for talking like that.
Probably.
Yeah. We were also joined earlier in the show by Neville Gaunt, a committee member from the Federation of Small Business from Kent and Medway, and heard about not only what they're doing on the encouraging small businesses to employ apprentices, but also on their IBAC small business campaigns, their rural broadband campaign, and campaigning on behalf of small businesses everywhere to get the recognition that they deserve and to plead with the government to stop burying us under red tape and bureaucracy, please. But Neville was on talking about the Federation of Small Business, and a big thank you to him. It was also a great pleasure to hear from Janet Robinson and John Bland from Middleton Murray, the apprenticeship and traineeship providers nationally, but especially here in East Kent. So thank you so much for them. Coming up on Channel Radio for the rest of today at 3 o'clock.
Any boy George?
No, not today, but next Tuesday there will be. Coming up at 3 o'clock today, we have Pete Dick with Beatles and Beyond. At 5 o'clock, we have the ladies' favourite in his stripy socks, Mr. Craig Avery, with the Craig Avery Show.
He's fighting off the women.
He is. At 7 o'clock, we have Beer, Birds, Balls and Bands with the boys down the pub. Except there's only one boy tonight.
Really?
Yeah, Phil's flaked out. Don't know where Phil's gone. It's just John on his own. They've let him go solo tonight, so it's the boy down the pub.
Is the baby not helping?
No, the baby's not helping, just John.
Sometimes they rope the wife in, don't they?
Yeah, no, just John.
Okay.
Just John tonight.
We'll have to heckle.
On the boys down the pub, yeah. And then at 9 o'clock, Mr. Jamie Andrews with 18 tracks of unsigned new and up-and-coming music on the New Potato Show. And that's the Channel Radio lineup for this week. Next Tuesday, we will also be joined by Boy George at 11 o'clock with Club Culture Show. So do stay tuned for that. We're highly excited about all of that. But for the moment, you've been listening to me, Paul Andrews, and her, Jill Serkin, on the Business Bunker Show. We will be back with you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.